And now, the world's premier authority on chromosomes located directly in your peripheral vision, Spike.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. Why does the audience have to stop so soon? I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic. We are here. We are here in our plushest. No, I'm sorry. Board that, which means check that, which means bring that back. We are outside our plushest studios at 4847 North Armenia, the place known as Pin Chasers, the number one premier bowling center. That is, it's not an alley. It is a bowling center. We are outside our plushest studios. Reason being, because they booked our Palestia Studios for a birthday party. They had somebody playing on a birthday party that was checking us out. And I think it was one man known as Derek Brooks. All right, so now we're doing mic checks. All right, I won't say anything right now. I won't do anything right now. Ladies and gentlemen, let me do this. Because you know I'm not here by myself. I'm here. Let me introduce the crew. Directly to the actually left of my peripheral vision is the man who has been homeschooled, and we like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
How am I supposed to know the answer to that? What am I, an expert on how I'm sticking? I have no idea how I'm sticking.
But it's you.
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay, all right. Well, we are talking this one right here. It's this one. Talk to me. You can't. You hear them. Yeah, okay. Okay. Oh, so now, the man is making the sounds go through your eardrums as we adjust the sound and the audio. Is the man we like to call PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a charge of sexual harassment to a politician.
Oh, topical.
Yeah.
Very hard hitting.
Thank you. Thank you.
Charging to a sexual harassment person?
I'm sticking like the charge of sexual harassment to a politician.
Oh, okay. All right.
One more time. We should have it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sticking like the charge of an electrical current to a politician.
That's what I thought you said.
Okay. I got no idea what that means, but that's because I don't know what that means. All right. Well, thank you for sticking. All right.
Thank
so
you.
Because we are in a different location, we're outside our Palestia studios.
Yeah.
Directly in my peripheral vision is the whole reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen. We're here for one reason, and we like to call him the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a politician to one of his female constituents.
He said that.
Oh, it's a twist.
Yeah. He kind of took mine and turned it a little.
Sounds like there's going to be a theme tonight. Sexual harassment.
Yeah, and I gave up something entirely different that I'd planned for that.
Can I do mine again?
So oh, yeah, sure.
In? All right.
Sure.
In my peripheral vision, we have the man known as Dr. Captain Clark.
I'm sticking like a guy who likes to grab boobies. Is that right?
You're in there. You're right in there.
You're in there.
You followed the theme.
All right, and then directly in my peripheral vision, a little bit to the left.
Yeah.
Diagonally to the left because I'm a little cross-eyed. We have the man. You hear him.
The man who can never be here on time.
Listen, you punish in private, you praise in public.
Oh, never mind. I didn't say that.
That's
then.
Right. That's we have the man known as the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the man who got accused of sexual harassment and said it wasn't his voice.
All right, well, if we're going with the sexual harassment theme.
I'm just going with the theme. I don't know.
Yeah, go with the theme. All right, well, we must continue on because, ladies and gentlemen, the next sound you hear is going to be the all-new. We're taking this show to another level. This man, he's going to take us over the chop.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to get us done, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to make things happen because,
It's all up to him.
Are you stretching it out because you forgot his name?
Wow, no, that could be no, it.
I mean, it's in my show notes. It's in my show notes. Oh. So we do prep around here. So
put your glasses on then. You can see your show notes.
The next person, the next sound you hear that will be coming through your eardrums here as a, on the Spike on the Mic show is a great guest. We like to call him John Jacobs. John Jacobs, how you sticking?
I'm good. How you guys doing? Sticking like some sort of sexual harassment joke you guys were
doing. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Good to be here.
Right in. He followed right in.
All right,
I don't think
you want to be a regular? Because
no,
that
came out fast.
Yeah, really.
I mean, yeah, you said I can take you guys higher, but I don't think there's any higher than middle of the bowling alley. Not
actually,
even the back room.
The
first, we're on the south end, sir.
The west wing of the bowling alley.
This bowling alley has 50 lanes, and that's lane 50 right over there.
Really bragging there. Huh?
Yeah, we got bumped. I'm sorry to say, we got bumped out of our Palustia Studios back here for somebody you took a picture with, right?
What are the odds? Yeah, Derek Brooks.
Oh, you got
some sort of foosball player. I don't know.
Champion.
Derek
Brooks. Oh, boy.
I'm a big Florida State fan. Is he here?
Yeah, he was here. He left. He went here.
If you'd only gotten here like 10 minutes
been
sooner.
On time, I would have gotten.
Well, John posed for pictures with John. He left.
He asked to take a picture of me. I said, yeah, it's fine.
Okay, come on. Don't bother me, kid. Come on. Yeah, so normally we are in our Palustia Studios, but we got here.
Normally.
We're out here. But, you know, we are like an injured athlete. We must press on.
All right.
Yes.
You know, because
I don't stop.
Why injured?
Until you really get hurt.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. We can press on, ladies and gentlemen. We talk about things in the future.
Past.
And things in the
future. Present.
Okay, so listen, this is how it goes. One of you mofos is supposed to say it, and then the other mofo say the third one, and then the...
Oh, there we go.
Right, so, ladies and gentlemen, this
John,
is...
John, it's past, present, and future.
Right.
I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
This award...
Which one do you want to say?
I'll be the future.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
This award-deserving show, what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we sit on here, we talk about things in the...
Past.
Things in the...
Past.
He just said,
I'm future. I'm waiting for
future.
Mike.
Future.
He didn't say present. Nobody said present.
No.
You're doing fine.
Yeah.
Line.
Okay, gas man.
Oh, boy.
Gas man, your line
as
is.
As long as you say something.
Your line is present.
Gotcha.
All right.
Here we go.
All right. Voice of Reason.
Pass.
Your name is Pass.
And Pass.
Special guest, John.
Yes.
You're going to be mad at me because I'm going to call you John Jacob Smeager Heiner Smith.
Oh, that's close
enough.
He
never hears that.
Never heard that.
And
before.
That's not even
never
close
hear
either.
That never.
You know, Jingleheimer Smith.
Yeah.
Your name is my name, too.
I like it. Yeah, what did you say? You
Smith.
Extra spin on it.
Yeah. John Jacob Heiner Smith.
There you go.
Smith.
I like that version.
Smith.
The remix. Yeah, there you go.
We're going to sit around here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about things in the
past.
Things in the
present.
And things in the
bowling alley.
All right. Yes. All right.
You fit right in.
Crowd is too nice.
Yes.
You crowd tonight.
Right,
you guys
here.
Are wonderful.
Really. And if you guys want to participate, you can always give us a call at 813-699-3900.
No, please don't.
Please
yeah,
call.
Yeah, don't call.
Yeah.
We are a
is
what?
That real?
We are a caller-driven show.
No, we're not.
We're a caller-driven show.
No.
We do this for the people. So you can give us a call at 813-699-3900.
So what you're saying is the only reason we do this show is so we can hear the toilet flush when that guy calls?
Well,
yeah, we have one caller. He flushes the toilet and he hangs up.
Yeah.
But sometimes we have other callers. We have
that's
educated
reason,
callers
you know
right
there, though.
Do you know who the guy is who flushes the toilet?
Nope.
Nope.
Really?
We have suspicions, but we don't know, actually.
Might be Derek
and
Brooks.
I don't even think he listens. He just knows when we're on.
Yeah. Just to mess with you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on a second. So you guys thinking our correspondence out of the big Orlando, Bobby, is a legitimate caller?
Bobby?
Bobby.
Bobby.
No.
Bobby.
My name ain't Bobby?
Billy.
Oh.
Jeez. You have one Billy. Listener. Can't even get his
I
name
got
right.
One job.
And it's a girl.
Oh my God! Hey,
we love you, Billy.
Hey, can you beat that out?
I'll try. Yeah.
Okay. And we also have Dr. Captain Clark. We have the Dr. Captain Clark sister.
Yeah, my
which
sister.
Is somewhere up there in
Indiana.
In 45 minutes out of Chicago.
Yeah, close to Chicago in Indiana.
And also we have Lake City is online listening to us.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
The entire city of Lake City. So we are here, ladies and gentlemen. We are here for you. We are here to please and protect you.
So when you say the entire city of Lake City, that what is that, 11 people?
Lake City has a big metropolis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got a Walmart.
Skyscrapers and everything.
You have a Walmart.
You said you're protecting them on this podcast?
I'm making
How's that working out?
It's not called Lake Town.
It feels safe.
Okay, listen, John Jacob Jingers. You're supposed to make us up here.
That's what I'm doing. This is like a bar rescue episode of the podcast.
I cringe to say this, but you have to learn to speak Spike before the night's over. Oh.
I think I'll get there.
You have to learn to speak Spike. Once you learn to speak Spike, it's almost like, what's the name
of
that movie?
It's almost like not even speaking at all.
No, it's like that movie when that little
Radio.
Kid, when that kid went into the closet and came on the other side and there was a big lion.
Jumanji.
Star Wars.
Narnia. Yeah.
Narnia.
Yeah, the Turtles of
the
Narnia.
The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
So this is like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to reprive that stuff. That's not what we're like. We're like.
You want to reprive it?
I want to bring it back.
Yeah, reprive it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are like the Picasso of radio.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what that means? And I say this every time.
Abstract.
Every time you see us, hear us, you hear something new, something different. We are growing. We are like a. I wasn't going to say a fungus.
Anything except a competent broadcast.
I think you got it right. I think abstract is closer to fresh.
Jackson Pollock. Yeah, this is just splattered all over the canvas right now.
Gas Man, don't you see and hear something different every time on this show?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, but it has nothing
Why is
to
your
do
name
with
Gas Man?
Because I drive a tanker truck, a gas truck.
Okay.
I call myself the Gas Man.
Nice.
Yeah. You can't smell him?
Does that get you
He's
laid?
Right across the table from you.
No comment.
What's up, Gas Man? Meet this chick. What's up? I'm the Gas Man.
Yeah, we are also like a 4-year-old kid sitting on the toilet.
Oh, no, come on.
How so?
Don't bring that up.
Actually,
again.
Where's this going?
Yeah. They think I got money because I drive a gas truck, so yeah, it works pretty good.
Really? Is that a common stereotype for a gas truck driver?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
guys,
yeah.
Really?
They work directly for the guys in Dubai.
Yeah, the Saudi princes. Yeah. Okay.
You got Monica to drive a gas truck? Did you say you had. You got Monica to drive it?
Nope.
Oh.
No.
Nope.
Hey, where is that going? Yeah, really.
I'm apparently listening to
You need a special
show.
License. It's like a hazardous hazmat license. To
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Big pain in the ass.
Oh, so, yeah. All right, so just to justify and give some validity to the greatness of Lake City that it is, our Lake City listener says, Lake City is where UF got its start, the University of Florida.
Oh, is that true?
But then they moved.
Before they moved to Gainesville, yes.
Okay.
So they were in Lake City and then decided that Lake City wasn't good enough.
It's a good place to leave.
And decided to leave there.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find out. I'm just trying to figure out the context.
A good starting
What are you
point?
Saying? The University of Florida started out in a shack? Is that what you're saying?
It started out in the metropolis of Gainesville.
There's no metropolis.
Are you trying to say that the University of Florida started out in the back room of a Boost Mobile?
It started here at this table at the bowling alley, actually.
You guys have no vision.
I see it.
You guys don't have no vision. Yeah. Oh, you see it?
I see it.
Yeah.
Hammersmith sees it.
I could see. He looks like
Hammersmith. Hammersmith.
Yeah.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was
Yeah, really.
Just going to keep getting wilder and wilder.
Because we're stretching this long thing on, we have to do this. We have to at least give acknowledgement to our sponsors.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sure.
Thank goodness. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
If you love football, then Hooters is the place you gotta be all season long. Hooters is like football heaven with all the things you crave. Like always, fresh wings, 100% American beef burgers, and grilled fish tacos. Hang out with your friends and watch all the games on wall-to-wall screens. If you're into the game, you gotta get into Hooters.
Hooters! Hey, I have a question about our sponsor.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. It says that Radio St. Pete plays today's hits and yesterday's favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which are we?
We're yesterday's.
We're today's hits.
We are?
Oh, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
So, like, the millennials are tuning in to listen to us.
Now that we've got John Jacob Jingle Hyper.
Yeah, I also like that hits become favorites after time goes by. These are no longer hits anymore.
Right. It's not a hit
anymore. Favorites.
But it's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Yes.
Yesterday's favorite.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how you get there, as long as you get there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
we're getting there. And where are we going? Lake City?
Yeah.
What the hell do we have?
pile in.
So now what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about things in past, present, and future. So right. I think it's time for topic changing music.
Sure.
Well, this is where I talk like an old-timey guy, John, and I change the topics for the show, and I talk like this, because it's fun.
All right, this is going to be mostly a lot
what
about...
What was that?
That
was his
music.
Own. You like want to do it
that's
again?
My old-timey.
Yeah, do it again.
Do it again. Say, what's the big idea, you young whippersnapper?
Oh, boy.
Try to get on board with the show here. We're going to keep moving. Keep it snappy.
Snap it.
All right, so
read all
right.
about it. Yeah.
This is going to be a question-driven show mostly.
Yes,
and I'm going to ask all you illegal.
I thought we were caller-driven.
Yeah.
Now we're question-driven.
Well, the callers have questions.
Yeah, really.
Oh,
right. Now it's time for me to ask all you illegal riffraff in the shipping containers questions.
What?
That's what we're referred to.
Is that a slang term?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a spike thing.
Gotcha.
It's a human trafficking joke.
Okay.
Because are fun for everyone.
Nice. Yeah, those bums.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Guess what that sound is.
Are we getting a live call?
We've got a live caller.
Oh, my God.
Caller, welcome to the Spike. Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Something that we often say to one another. I have the most incredible partner right here, my wife. And we are in it together. Married 18 years, and we...
We go.
I'm hanging up now.
What is this?
Caller.
No, give him a chance.
No, he's
what
playing
is it?
The radio over the radio.
So this is
let him finish what he's saying.
This is the guy who flushes the toilet.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting creative.
He's grown. He's grown now.
What did you do to some sad soul really wants to mess with your podcast?
That's a good question.
But I'm glad he got it away. Got it over with.
Right.
So I guess I should probably give out the number again, 813-699-3900.
No, don't say that again.
Call back.
Okay, we've already done the...
We reeled one in already.
Topic changing music,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, what's the topic?
So the topic is, like I said, this is going to do a lot of question and answer answers. So I'm just going to ask the shipping container riffraffs.
There it is.
And you guys just give me your little off-the-cuff, uneducated opinion on this right here.
Sure.
Okay.
How do you know it's uneducated?
Yeah, how dare you?
What if I'm an expert on this?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel bad calling you uneducated.
All right.
Unscripted, how about that?
Okay, sure, that's
All right. What's the matter with my cuff?
Anyway, since it is Christmas time, right? We're in the Christmas season.
Yes, jingle bells.
Oh, I didn't get you guys anything.
Yeah, that's okay. I have been perplexed about this little question that I have to ask you guys. What is the proper thing to do when you receive a gift that you do not like? And before you all shout answers, let me go around the room and ask improphetically, is that a word?
Yep.
Probably not.
Improphetically.
Improphetically.
Well, you guys know what I mean when I do this.
Yeah. Totally.
I'll ask you, Dr. Captain Clark, first. What do you do when you get a gift that you didn't like?
You accept it graciously because it truly is the thought that counts. And then if you choose to exchange it or refund it later, you do so. But at the time you receive it, you say thank you and you express appreciation.
Gas man?
I say the same thing. You accept a gift graciously and say thank you.
Uh-huh. Surprise caller.
Please,
Let him back in.
Before we go to the voice of reason, we're a caller-driven show.
Yeah.
We have to let the call.
This gives me a chance to think about the answer.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Hit it.
I'm trying to.
Oh, God.
All right. There we are.
Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
I'm sticking well. I'd like to continue the run of sucky phone calls to the Spike on the Mic Show.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, okay. There you just added to the sucky phone calls. I'm thinking this
Ask
sounds
the
like
question.
Sounds like Bill Smotz.
It
Bill Smotz, is this you?
It is Bill Smotz, and apologize, I can't be there here for the show today because I have my ride was unavailable. You know, I never drive myself to the show. We got some goofball that always hits me. But
how many people are on the show
today? down in the
who isn't on the show?
All
right, before you have to go and do whatever you have to do, let me ask you this, because I'm asking the riffraff in the shipping containers, and you escaped somehow.
Yeah.
What do you do about a gift that you do not appreciate from Christmas?
Somebody gives you something you really didn't want. How
what
do you
do
express
with a gift you don't appreciate?
How do you handle
a
gift?
You don't like the gift. What do you say?
Thank you.
There you go.
Very good. Yeah.
Right. Very profound and
well
a lot,
played.
Like, gotta put that hesitant O in front of it.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Yeah.
That's almost the way my wife would say it.
I mean,
yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah, exactly. It could really be like, oh. Or you know, it all depends on how you deliver the O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what all the ladies say.
Yeah, really. Okay, all right,
because
well.
Because Christmas is about the big O, is it not?
It is.
No, it's about the giving.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking it's about the big O.
But the giving, that the giver appreciates how good you deliver the O.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, I love that O. I just heard that O.
Yeah.
I feel really good about this phone call right now.
Can I ask the panel that's on site right now?
Yeah.
Is this call better than the flush?
Oh, way better than the flush.
About 50-50.
Yeah. I would say no. I mean, I probably should hang up beforehand, but just love to let you know that the United States is losing to Brazil right now, 1-0.
Oh, no.
In the under-20 women's national team in the Nike International Friendlies.
Oh,
and
no.
And in losing, if they win, they're champions of the tournament. If they lose, England will be your winner.
Oh, no.
How much time left is
bloody
in the
hell.
Game? How much time is
it's
left?
It's halftime. It's halftime.
Anything could happen.
Go USA. You. S.
A.
Well, and you know what? I just realized I did not answer the simple question. Mike wants to know how much time's left. Instead of staying halftime, I should have said 45 minutes.
Oh, right there, that's there you right. go. Yeah. That's right. Because who among us know how much time is in a hockey game? Soccer
game?
Kickball.
Kickball.
Yeah, they kind of decide at the end when it's over.
Yeah.
The ref is
sometimes
like,
it's over and then they restart it for a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
So Smuts, if you have 45 more minutes to go, you might not make our post party interviews. I mean, post party.
Post show party. There. I'm in Liquid Ranch.
Yeah.
But my ride will be taken off, so I will be there about 9:30, 9:15.
Oh, okay.
What he's saying is he's at Hooters now.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Hey, you know what, though? Let me ask, is this the last show of the year? Because next week,
I think it
is. I know that obviously Spike on the Mic show is a universal show, worldwide renowned.
Next week is
the
show.
But it does take place in Tampa Bay. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a Monday night football game, and many of the places around from where you broadcast might not be available because it is so much going to be on around with traffic, right?
This is the Spike on the Mic show. Everywhere is available.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, well, no, you can't put baby in a corner.
That, but I'm asking to do a live show at that point.
I don't know. We haven't determined that.
Next week.
We got a show next week on the 18th, and we're off for the rest of the year. And then we have the Christmas party, which will probably be the 21st. At said location. I can't say where it is because people will come and bombard and with
it. It'll be paparazzi.
Say that again?
Paparazzi
exactly.
will be there.
Droves, but let me just say, this might actually be my last moment, although I might be able to call him because next week, again, I can't get a ride to the show.
No.
The guy that gives me a ride all the time has to be at the Buccaneer game.
Well,
that
sucks for you because John Jacob Jingle Hangersmith, he's going to take us to a new level. You didn't level us.
Yeah.
Is this still going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. The show is over.
We're still live.
In on a business meeting here.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anybody have anything else?
I got about 3 minutes before this second half starts.
All right, so go pee.
Did they start
giving points for flops yet?
Has it what?
They start giving points for flops in soccer yet? You know how to flop like
that.
Oh, yeah. Well,
best flop?
It is Brazil, and let me just warn you right now, Brazil is up 1-0. And even though it's not the
it's over.
It is the under-20 women's national team or the 20 women's national team.
Right.
Yeah.
They do learn to do that at the age of 15. So
unless
the United States was able to score a goal very quickly here in the second half, it is going to be a very slow second.
Gotcha.
Okay. Well,
thank you, Smuts.
Kick them straight. All right. I don't know what they say in soccer.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Later, dude.
Yes, really.
See ya.
All right.
Hey, was this a bad phone call after all?
No, it was better than
fabulous.
Better than a toilet flush.
Fabulous, yeah.
Hey.
Bye.
Well,
bye. We'll check with it. Okay, so
right. What was happening? Were we doing anything before he called?
I was going to answer the question. I'm ready with my answer.
You're ready.
It was a voice.
You had a lot of time to think about it.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. What do you do if you get a gift that you really didn't want?
How do you respond to a Christmas gift you don't like?
Yeah. Okay. If you're a very small child, you try desperately to hold back the tears. Okay. If you're an adult, you say thank you very much and regift it.
holding back the years. We should have dropped
really
that.
That was really good.
Yeah, that was really good. All right. PWs?
If it's me, I go, oh, thank you. Thank you very much. If it's my wife, do you have the receipt?
That's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. John Jacobs, bring it home.
Yeah, I'd say same deal. Depends on who it is. You know, depends on how much you like that person.
Hold on a second. Your response changes based on the individual?
Yeah, definitely. If you don't know them that well, then yeah, you got to be polite. But if it's like your best friend and they give you something that you know you don't want and they know you don't want, I have no problem saying, why would you give me this?
Like, what kind of gift would that be?
Why would somebody give you something they know you don't want?
One year, my dad was like, hey, I got these coupons to this, like, you know, some clothing store. You want anything from there? And I was like, no, please do not get me anything from this store.
Oh, come on, Barney's?
Yeah, right? Christmas comes around, some sweater from that store.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going, dude, I told you flat out, no, and you got it for me. So, you know, then I burned the tree down. And you got to teach them.
So I thought you were going to say he literally gave you the coupons.
He gave me the coupons. And said, you said you like this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, one of our people on the line said you're supposed to throw it at the giver.
Throw it at him.
Throw it at the giver. And
I like that.
And hopefully that hits him in the head.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man. That is okay. That's a little brutal.
I hope they got mittens.
I think.
You know, so nobody gets hurt.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Thanks for the bowling ball.
Whoa.
See you in the ER.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what an old wise woman told me. Well, a wise woman, my grandmother, told me.
Okay.
Yeah.
She said.
He took back old. I like that.
Yeah. Because grandmother kind of, that's a double negative on my Tommy.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
My grandmother told me, said, Spike, when someone gives you something, you take it and just walk away. You'd never say nothing because, and this is how she tricked me, not tricked me, but she educated me on this.
Yeah.
It's a difference between trick and educate, isn't it?
Yeah, really, really.
Well, not in his case.
Because she gave me something and I was like, I don't want this. So she said, okay. So she went in the back room. She came out there and she had a brown paper bag and she handed it to me. And I said, I don't want that either. So she pulled out like $300 out of that bag.
Oh, man.
She said, see?
Yeah.
You always accept the gift.
You
walk away, and you never know.
$300.
Wow.
Right. So if your father, whoever you just said,
that's a life lesson.
Gave you a coupon book.
Yes.
Look at all the pages.
You never know.
Oh yeah, there could have been $300 in there.
In that coupon
free blowjob. Yeah.
Wait, no. It's, no, no.
It doesn't have to be from him.
Grandmother?
No. Yeah. It could be from anybody. Hey, just because he gave it to me, you're
right.
Assuming.
Right. That's a pretty big leap on your part.
Yeah, come on. Free blowjob from the hooker.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so now lesson learned.
Or his girlfriend.
I want all y'all to walk away and learn. Lesson learned. Take the gift. Mom's the word. Look at it and make sure that it's...
Lean back and accept the free... Yeah.
Right. Yeah, lean back.
Why would you not want a free blowjob?
I know, right?
Right. That's crazy.
That was just a hypothetical.
I don't think.
$300.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want either of those things?
Yeah.
It's about worth the same thing.
All right. $300. Damn sure got to be topic changing music.
Oh.
Topic changing.
You're saying grand people are old.
And now we're going to change the topic again because that topic is over.
Mm-hmm.
So here's this one.
So this turns into like a semi-Disney show or something?
Sort of. Like.
All right.
Yeah, free blowjobs. All right, what's next, everybody?
Yeah.
All
right.
Oh, in case you're not hearing that at home, somebody needs to turn their shoes in.
That's the producers in the studio right now. Yes.
Okay. We hear it. Thank you.
We're actually doing this in the middle of a lane. There's balls going under our feet as we talk.
Sometimes they hit our ankles and it hurts.
Ouch.
Ooh, yeah. Spare me. Face too.
Spare me. Oh, that was good.
That's a bold joke.
That's right.
Rim shot.
Come on. Get your mind out of the gutter.
I like how everybody's talking over the announcer guy so we can't hear him either.
We're actually on a New York Metro train right now.
That's right.
Get off
stage. All right.
The 5 train has been delayed due to a fire.
So there's a pool of blood somewhere they're going to clean up?
There's a pool of blood on the platform. Please do not board the 5 train.
Any more callers? What's up?
This is going to go.
No,
Mike, this is going to go on for 15 minutes. They're giving away gifts.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Okay. Well, then right,
go ahead. Go ahead.
So I'll just ask question number two.
Yes.
Question number two.
To the illegal riffraff in the shipping containers.
I like it. Okay. The constant callback of that illegal. It hit the first five times. So yeah.
Oh my God, this is ridiculous. Okay,
good.
All right,
just do it, man.
Let me go put it on your con.
It's Beetlebomb.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, yes. I mean, you peoples.
Right. Sure.
What is the proper response?
Right.
Let's say you're at a one facility bathroom.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
A facility that only has one bathroom.
Right. Right.
Not two for. Right. Separate genders, but just right. one shared.
Okay. That's why I said
there's
one.
No, oh, okay. There's no XX and XY.
Nope.
Sure.
On you're it. In just there. A bathroom.
Don't start the chromosome thing again.
Yeah. You're in one facility bathroom.
Yes. Okay.
I can handle it.
What is the proper etiquette call? You walk up to the bathroom.
Right.
Do you knock on the door?
Hell
or do you jiggle the handle?
Oh,
hold on. I got to go and ask. I got to start a room.
No, that's settled. All right. Next question.
Next question. Gas man.
I always knock first. Make sure nobody's in there.
All right. Voice of reason.
Jiggle the handle, I guess. But I kind of give it a little nut, the door a little nudge, and if it opens, it opens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
No, you don't want to open.
I will accept whatever surprise is inside.
You do not want to open the door and discover you were wrong.
So what do you do?
I just kind of, if the knob turns, I open the door.
Really?
Slowly.
Okay, there's two responses. The door. Jiggle the knob or...
Is there anybody in here?
Or knock on the door. What do you jiggle knob?
I don't knock the door. I
gently jiggle what do you knob. Mean when you say gently. Knob?
Yeah, what do you mean by knob?
Yeah.
The doorknob. And I gently open the door.
Okay. PWs?
I open the door and see if there's a knob.
This is great.
Yeah, this is great.
John Jacobs.
This is like the weirdest first grade ethics discussion.
Thank you.
If there's someone in the bathroom, what do you do? I mean, yeah, I go for the handle first.
You jiggle the knob?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to the bathroom, you don't have time for, you know, pleasantries and games here. I got to go.
Why not the knock?
Because if they leave it unlocked, that's their fault.
That's a good point.
They should be shamed. You know, right. They're not going to learn if they don't. You know,
oh, so
get
you
burnt.
Should swing it wide
yeah.
open.
Yeah, pull it
everybody.
Wide open.
Yeah. Me
shout, oh my God, it's tiny.
Oh my God. And, yeah.
Yeah, just whatever embarrassing thing you can show.
All right.
Because me being a gas man, I work in convenience stores a lot.
Your ankles.
You have
what kind of stores?
Lock the door. So when you
she's got balls.
Hold on. Say that again.
Me, I work in a lot of convenience stores. I deliver gas. You have to lock the door.
Yes.
Lock the door. If you don't lock the door, then it's on you.
Yes, yeah.
Lock the door.
Right. Perfect. All right. Yeah, Captain Clark?
I open the door just a little bit, reach in, and turn off the lights.
Oh, that's good.
You guys are all just, you guys are all jack-a-balls.
Make sure they hear me opening the door.
You guys are giant jack-a-balls.
I like that.
Giant jack-a-ball.
Jack-a-ball, yeah.
But I want to add this. So when I was in Germany, I went to a club where the men and women use the same bathroom.
Right. Oh, perfect.
Right.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, it's a bathroom.
Okay.
That's where I want to take my kids.
Right. Come on, kids. We're going down to the public bathroom.
We're going
bathroom.
To the bathroom.
It was a nightclub. There were no kids in the nightclub.
Once again,
let's see what we can discover.
Once again, here on the Spike on the Mic show, I'm educating you people on how to handle things. You guys understand how to handle a situation when you're giving a gift you don't like, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Take that as a...
Oh, you bring a gift to the bathroom.
Right, yeah. What if you're giving somebody in the bathroom a gift?
I got this for you.
This is a kernel of knowledge.
I'm sorry, I didn't get anything for you.
Throw
but that's why I didn't knock, because I brought you a present.
Yeah. Is this a George Michael joke? I mean, what's going on?
No, this is a kernel of knowledge.
Okay.
I'm giving you people. What you do, you
wipe first.
Before you do it? Wait, wipe what part of your body?
Before you respond, you got to wipe first. Yeah.
No, you walk up to the door.
Who? The person on the toilet?
You give it a little jingle, and then you walk away. Walk away if the door is jingling and is locked.
Oh, yeah.
Why, you ask?
Because you don't want to be standing out there waiting when they come out.
Right.
Exactly.
You don't want to.
That's polite.
No,
you walk up and you jiggle the knob and it's locked, you keep doing it because in case you did it wrong the first time.
Right.
And you really want to get in there.
That's
when
I start asking.
So they can hear you inside trying to get inside where they are.
Yeah, you start asking while you're jiggling.
No,
what's going on in there?
Hey, are you okay?
I think your kids are dead out here.
I want to be in there.
Your wife is bleeding out here.
You should. You've been in there too long. You should come out and let me go in.
Here's some bathroom etiquette.
Just put your legs open. I'll go between.
Or is there a sink? I can use the sink. Just let me in to use the sink, please.
Yeah, is there a sink? Is there a urinal cake in there?
Here I am.
The other night, I let a gentleman go ahead of me in the bathroom.
That's
because
why?
He was only going to do a number one.
That you know of.
Yeah, that you know.
Yeah.
Like a grocery store.
I knew what I was going to do to that bathroom.
Oh, you were going to destroy it, right?
Yeah, I was going to destroy that
bathroom. Okay.
So you guys
consider it.
You guys don't need education on etiquette of going to a one facility bathroom.
No, we got
really.
Yeah. Nah, I haven't had any too severe issues so far.
Yeah.
Okay, but what happens is I'm going to plant this little nugget of knowledge in your mind, and you're going to go, that makes sense.
Right.
That's why I'm here.
Don't
jiggle the knob. Walk away.
Help us out.
Jiggle the knob, and if it's locked, you walk away. Reason being because let's say the person is in the bathroom. Sitting on the toilet.
Right.
Yes.
They don't want to have to acknowledge I'm in here. Because that is an embarrassing moment. While you're sitting on the John, you're sitting down.
Yeah.
You don't want to say, it's busy. I'm in here doing my business.
No,
they don't
really
know you're sitting
That's
down.
That's true.
They don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you jiggle it once.
Up.
Yeah.
If you jiggle it once and walk away, they're in there thinking, oh, it must not have been that serious.
Yeah. Let me take my sweet time.
Here. Yeah.
Start
I'm going to read this magazine.
Okay. So let's.
But if you knock, it's almost like, hurry up in there.
Yeah. That's what you want.
But if you knock. I'm on the toilet. I have to respond. I'm in here. So now everybody outside thing knows I'm in there.
That's not
I
bad.
Need to know that, though.
Yeah,
that's not a bad thing.
We didn't know it was you.
I'm like, just a minute.
Yeah. If I knew it was you, I would have said, Spike, hurry up. Right. Come on.
Just think, if you're at a party and you hear someone screaming outside being murdered, but they hear you in the bathroom, at least we know Spike's okay.
Right.
He's not getting murdered.
Well, they might come to kill him.
They might come.
They'll hear you in the bathroom.
He's the last one in there.
Or let's say we're at a party, and they're playing slow music, and everybody is zipper-to-zipper action.
Right.
And then some guy who didn't get any zipper action.
Zipper-to-zipper?
Yeah, it's like it's slow bumping. Yeah.
Oh,
right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
making the set.
This one guy goes to the bathroom.
Right.
And he jiggles, he knocks on the door, and his friend who could get no girlfriend says, I'm in here. Now, everybody out there knows that the voice of reason
it's
could not
there.
Get a girl to dance with.
Oh, yeah.
It's totally humiliating and embarrassing to him.
Oh,
it's and then they're all going to watch and watch for the green spark to come out of when he's on,
Is this
his maybe I just didn't. Maybe
really
I just didn't want
to.
Hold on, say what? Say again?
Not if you really got to go. What's embarrassing about having to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, come on.
You got to go.
Going is not the embarrassing part. The embarrassing part is sitting in the bathroom and then hollering out your acknowledgement to somebody on the other side of the door and for the world.
And then somebody comes to the glory hole, and you're in there already. And
oh, man.
And you don't reciprocate. That's
social
faux pas. We have our esteemed guest, John Jacobs, in here.
That's right.
John.
Yeah. Esteemed.
Yeah.
In here is a loose term.
Yeah. Well, and you used to be esteemed.
Oh, by the way, he's got an album.
Oh, no, we'll talk to him later about that.
No. We'll talk that later. No, don't talk about that
Don't talk about it.
Yeah, don't talk about that now because I have
people
to go.
Listening. Yeah.
Don't anybody come in. I'm going to be in the bathroom.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, isn't that logic, doesn't it make 100% sense?
Which?
What? What does?
Is this still the some sort of party he didn't get laid scenario?
Yes.
I don't know how that plays into going to the bathroom.
I want to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, so,
I.
But because he was denied, he's extra aggressive. I'm not sure what's that.
Okay, so here's the thing. See, you as an individual, you have no shame.
You're assuming I'm in
there. But let's say, remember you was like in the fifth grade and people used to take your lunch money?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that never
happened. I'm taking the money. I'm the one.
Okay, so you're the bully.
I'm the bully.
So you're assuming I'm in there crying.
Well, if you're not, you're going to eventually be in there crying. So that's a natural.
You're in the restroom. You're in the bathroom doing your business. You do not want the people outside to know that, do you?
I mean, you don't want them to know, but if they do, I'm not going to, lose sleep over it.
So
what if you're playing a game? What if you're all playing Monopoly and you have to leave the table? I'm not just leaving the game. You have to let them know that you're leaving for a reason.
I'm going to bring this home.
So
bring it home, man.
I got to skip my turn because I have to take a dump.
Yeah, and then they hear it in the back.
When I was in the Army.
It hurts so bad.
Go ahead, gas man.
When I was in the Army, we were going for a road march, a mechanical road march. We were going to be on the road for like hours at a time, so we had to go take a dump. Had to march to the middle of a field in a battalion formation, dig a hole in the ground, and drop it right there because you got to go. You got to go.
Was that embarrassing?
No, because I had to go.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care.
No shame there. If you got to go.
If I got to go, I got to go. Yeah. I don't care who's
I think the more you got to go, the less shame you'll feel.
I walked out with a roll of toilet paper and two people. I got to go too. Yeah. Nobody wanted to go. I had to go.
No, there's a ratio. Walk,
dig a hole in the middle of everybody. I don't know if they're watching. Oh, no, yeah.
If it's an emergency, you'll go in front of the whole world. I mean,
who cares?
You're not going to hurt yourself.
It's going to happen.
I rebuke.
Yeah, and the army, they didn't have separations between the toilets either.
No, we had to dig.
You had to sit right next to the guy right next to you.
Dig a hole.
What? There was no partition between the
squad.
No, not when I was in.
Then where did they put
Fort Knox?
Where did they put the glory hole then?
It was just there.
And the glory hole's on the infantry, buddy.
The drill sergeant goes, drop and give me two.
You guys are, listen, we're not talking about outside in the elements where we're doing war
why
stuff.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
No, that's my caveat to going anywhere. When I got to go, I go, and I don't care.
Sure, sure.
Exactly. So you're in the restroom, bathroom, and somebody knocks on the door. You going to say, I'm in here, I'm busy?
Keep your damn panties on, I'll be out in a minute.
I don't think you need to see anything besides just any noise. You know, somebody, hey, they get it.
Oh, just go with the
I'd like to say, hold on, I must have swallowed a string.
Yeah. People knock on the door. Someone in there? I go,
hold a second. Why did y'all laugh at that? That made no sense.
No. That's why we laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on just a minute. That. I must have swallowed a string.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said it again.
That's hilarious.
They're going to wobble them out.
It's...
That's the funniest.
You got a little problem there.
There's something, yeah.
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 It's taking a little extra time because you swallowed a string.
Yeah. Huh? Do you see the other end of it? Listen, do you see the other end of it out there?
You got to pull that string out.
Yeah.
None of this needs to be said.
Yeah.
But we're
yeah.
saying it anyway. So just once you accept that part, it doesn't matter.
That's the worst thing you could say is, hold on. I think I must have swallowed a string.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
We better interview the guest.
Let's do 20 more minutes about this.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, not there.
Yeah.
But I agree. Jiggle the handle, walk away.
That's right. Don't acknowledge the guy on the John. Let him have his peace.
What about kicking the door?
Yeah, bang on the door.
Bam.
See, I'm going to kick your ass, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'll get him to go faster.
Why? A couple of gunshots, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Play gunshot noises on your phone.
Absolutely.
You hear that? There's one for you when you come out.
And then you got a concealed carry like me, and you come out shooting. And you
there you go.
I'm telling you,
people hosting the party are just like, you know, if we just had a second bathroom.
Yeah. If only this was a one-bathroom facility.
Oh, my God.
And we weren't playing Monopoly over here.
Why can't you illegal riffraffs learn?
Yeah. I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to learn.
Yeah. We're not.
I want a bowl.
We're not fighting Spike again. Yeah.
Well, you came to the right place.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. The next time y'all have a function, make sure there are two bathrooms.
You bet.
Or two or three maximum.
You bet.
If there's one, I don't want to be around
you
people.
I'll be in a two facility bathroom.
I don't want to be around you people.
I'll get
y'all.
Three, four bathrooms.
Three or four.
Yeah.
In fact, if people aren't in the bathroom, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
All right, so what I've done now, I've tried to educate these illegal riffraffs.
I think you're right, Spike. Be polite.
Exactly.
Rudeness can be reciprocated with counter rudeness.
Wear diapers.
They could absolutely destroy that bathroom before you get in there. Smear stuff all over.
Smear campaign.
I guess we're changing topics now because the music is playing right now. Then no more
strings. No, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time for what's twending.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Well, what a waste of a topic.
We're trending.
All right.
And now it's time for What's Twending, the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Hey! Let's get this over with as soon as possible.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Does anybody know who Mario Batali is?
Yes.
Yeah, celebrity chef.
Nope.
Guess what he's in the news for?
For diddling.
Why is anybody in the
good
news
food?
These days?
Exactly. Being a hero?
Not for being a hero.
Saving children?
Everything else. Stepping down for sexual harassment.
Sexual misconduct by four women.
How do you sexual harass people cooking?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, all the food terms, the innuendo.
Oh, look at my Picasso.
You ever seen a pair of tongs before?
Yeah. You're
How
spicy.
Could anyone who wears Crocs sexually harass anyone? Yeah.
Well, he has to sexually harass him because he wears Crocs.
Right. Yeah, really. All right.
All right.
That?
what GoFundMe. Why is GoFundMe trending? It's a little more convoluted than you might think.
Is it because the bullied kid's parents got 50 grand?
It's because the bullied kid's parents got 50 grand.
Yes.
Nice.
And let's talk about that real
quick.
Let's
talk about that.
In your worst twinning.
Okay.
Isn't it like the kid mom like real bad?
Well, the story is the we'll go back to the start for the people who aren't clued in.
Right.
A kid's mom posted a video of the kid crying and talking about him being bullied at school. Mm-hmm. And she's asking him questions like, and how'd you feel about that? And what'd you do about it? And he goes on this kind of a monologue I don't like being bullied. People shouldn't bully. It's bad. And it struck a chord with a lot of people, including some celebrities.
Sure.
Oh, really?
And as is the course, when someone feels they've been wrong, somebody sets up a GoFundMe crowdsourced funding option to raise money.
Right.
Right.
Raised $58,000 for this people.
To do what?
To make the kid feel better. Chris Evans invited him to attend the next premiere of the Avengers movie.
And Dana White from the UFC offered to bring him to a UFC fight.
Yep. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
The little kid?
Yeah, and his mom.
Yeah, Derek Brooks even got in on it.
Derek Brooks gave him a present.
I think the bullied kid was in here earlier.
I think
he was.
So, yeah.
Eating some pizza.
So, but wait a minute.
But wait.
There's more.
There's more.
As is the case with the internet today, everyone's a detective.
Right.
Because they can research public records. Kid's mom's apparently a racist piece of crap.
Yep.
Oh. And the kid doesn't exist. She hired some kid to play her son.
Crisis actor.
Yeah, it's a crisis actor.
Crisis actor, yeah.
So people are a little upset they gave $58,000 to a racist. Basically.
Okay, what part of all your story is true?
None of it.
The video. The kid did a video.
That's all real stuff.
That's really all.
Right.
You know,
and we are on Spike and the Mic. That's true. I think.
That makes it true. Okay, all right.
So I guess this raises the question. What's the bigger rush to judgment? Either setting up the GoFundMe without fully vetting this stuff?
Yeah.
Should we just automatically start giving money every time we hear a sad story? Or should we necessarily dig into everybody's
background? I blame the
people
for falling for it, for not researching it. Yeah. I see GoFundMes all the time, and I don't
give first off, he didn't need money.
Right.
He already got offered free stuff. Come to a movie premiere. Yeah, sure. Give him 50 grand. Now he can bully kids.
Right.
But what does money do? Does money get
buy a tattoo on a motorcycle?
Money gets him bullied more because they know he has got better lunch money.
Yeah, now they're going to try to take it from him.
Exactly.
Give me your lunch money.
Yeah.
Seriously.
All of it. Give me $58,000 worth of lunch money.
Or he can hire his own bully.
Yeah.
I don't understand the significance of GoFundMe for the kid that's crying about being bullied. But
I think the common answer to any problem is throw money at it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if I'm in the bathroom and somebody's
banging on the door,
throw some
money. Money under the door. Yes.
Go away.
Yeah.
Please.
All right.
And then let's do one more of these things.
It's only $2. I'm still banging on the door.
Let's do one more of these dumb things. The New York Port Authority. Why is that trending?
Because somebody blowed up a bomb or tried to.
He tried to blow himself up, but he didn't succeed.
Apparently only hurt himself. Any casualties at all?
Three other people went to the hospital.
Yeah, they said four people are hurt.
No, he got a bad scab on his finger.
He got really hurt feelings.
Yes.
And so there's a GoFundMe for him.
He's really bummed out.
Hurt filioma.
He feels bullied by that bomb.
Bullied my private parts.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. All right. Well, is that all what's winning?
That's all it is.
All right. Now, here's the thing.
That's it, huh?
We've got around 11 minutes left. Somebody should talk to the special guest.
Oh, please.
Do you have 11 minutes with the topic?
Oh, yeah.
Of a topic?
And now it's time for the guest to talk about his topic.
All right.
It gets him plugged in, too.
So what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we like to interview our guests.
Future.
Sure, yeah.
You see how mad Spike got when I changed the topic?
Yeah.
Like, no!
But did we want more pipe bomb stuff?
We like to think our guests
So you get a gift in a bathroom, it's a pipe bomb. What do you do?
Give them some money.
Set up a GoFundMe.
Set up a GoFundMe.
We like to thank our guests for being a part of the show.
Right.
We enjoy sticking microphones in their mouth. So we have to have a couple questions that we have to ask our guests.
Can I pull it out yet?
Yeah. Why are you here, John?
I'm here to promote an album.
Oh!
Yes, a comedy music album.
I know.
Yes.
I heard it today.
Yeah?
It's damn funny.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been working for 2 years on this thing with another Best of the Bay winner musician, Stick Martin. And yeah, it's been 2 years.
How many songs?
I have like no musical background, a little 40. Bit of piano.
There's 40 songs.
Yeah, 40 songs. I would show up to the studio. I'd sing these things at the guy. He would build amazing songs all around it. So yeah, 2 year. They're absolutely amazing. I couldn't be more proud of this.
I believe
thing.
This is the first CD. I wish we could hear one. With 40 songs that isn't two CDs.
Right. Yeah, no.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Yeah.
It is.
What?
No.
What? What?
False. That's a question.
Yeah.
Next.
It is you singing like Christmas songs?
No, there's no Christmas song.
There isn't a single Christmas song.
Who said anything about Christmas? There is one Christmas song.
Which
on it.
Which one?
It's called Dino Christmas. Had you missed that one?
Man. But,
yeah, one Christmas.
I remember one about dinos.
But every genre, there's like rap, rock, gospel, tech, country. It's wild.
Follow-up question.
Yes.
So it is you singing songs?
Singing songs or rapping songs, yes.
Oh, okay. But
we have a song.
I'd love to hear one of the songs
that he doesn't actually sing on.
No, yeah, Which one you're playing? Winning's winning.
Okay,
yeah. This was like this is our attempt at a dubstep song.
Oh, it
out
is
of all, yeah, out of all songs to pick,
this is so.
This
topical,
is a dubstep
though.
Song.
Welcome
with samples from relevant people in the world. Right
welcome
now.
To the Spike on the Mic Show. This is how we roll.
Here we go.
Ask any racer, any real racer. Ask any racer, any real racer. 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 Any real. Any real. Any real. Any real.
It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
We're gonna win so much. We're gonna win at every level. We're gonna win so much. You may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more. We're gonna win more. We're gonna win so much. I love you, Albany. Get out and vote.
Granny shifting, not double clutching like you should.
I love that he mentioned Albany.
Yeah, Albany. Yeah, that's excerpts from Vin Diesel in Fast and the Furious.
Oh,
right. Basically implying that winning is the only thing that matters in life.
Sure.
Fast forward to a heated, impassioned campaign speech from Donald Trump about how winning is the only thing that matters in life.
Yes.
And how he's going to win so much we're going to be tired of it. And beg him.
I am so tired.
For less winning. Yeah, it's too much. We can't take it.
I think we should actually hear a song where we hear our guests sing, though.
I don't think I have one, though.
But can I play it off of this?
This cost me 99 cents.
Yeah, he actually bought a song.
Yeah, I had to buy that.
Investing in the guest right there.
Can I just play the YouTube video?
Yeah, you can play anything.
All right, go ahead.
All right, hold on.
Put it right up to the mic.
Yeah, you're really close to that.
Should we hear Man's
Best
Friend?
Maybe we should turn off all the other
mics. Whichever one you think is...
I think we're going to hear Man's Best Friend.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Let's do it.
All right, put the ass end right up to the mic.
That's what she said.
Is it playing?
Woo!
Nope. No, nothing's playing. Maybe press go.
Oh, the beginning, there's no sound. There's an intro scene to it. There's a scene in the beginning.
Okay. Well,
yeah. It's almost.
We're playing the video.
Oh, it's a video.
There we go. It's not something that's easy. It's not something that's fun. But sometimes it's the only way that the deed needs to get done. So you beat that meat bug and you give them a treat and you're done.
I have eaten in front of my dog.
Perfect. It's a song about doing something else in front of your dog.
Yeah, it's something else in front of your dog. Yeah, I'm not sure if you could hear that too well, but I was saying beaten off.
Oh, I thought it was eaten.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Even better.
Oh, it's beaten better. Off in front of your
beaten
dog.
Beaten off in front of your dog.
Yep.
It's called Man's Best Friend.
Wow.
And sorry about the quality off of the phone right there.
But here's the thing. Peanut butter involved?
Oh, jeez.
No.
This is just an inconvenience.
All right. Okay, all right. No,
completely innocent.
This is a coincidence
happenstance. I'm thinking about the dog.
Yeah.
This is there's an activity taking place, and dogs, as they do, wander about the house, and sometimes they wander into the room.
Yeah,
and they see
see what's going on.
Oh, what's happening? Oh, that's not a.
But they don't get a treat.
They do. I say, beat that meat by their little bitty feet, then you give them a treat and you're done.
All right.
That's how that goes.
The peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the treat.
Okay.
That's off the album, Summer at Southside.
That's off the album. It's called Summer at Southside.
We have more time, right? So, John, can you give us a little of your background? You didn't just graduate from high school and say, I'm going to make an album.
Not exactly.
No.
So how did you get here?
No, he didn't graduate.
No, yeah. From D.C. I came down here to go to school at the University of Tampa. After that, I got on MTV. Then I moved to L.A.
You were on MTV?
I was on MTV.
On remote control?
On the television.
Yeah, but what show? Beavis and Butthead?
Are You the One?
Oh, Are You the One?
A dating competition. It was like The Real World in a house, but you know, the only objective is have sex. And
did you win?
We won. Yeah, we split $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah, amongst 20 people. And it turned out they
that's
gave us
still
like
pretty
it,
good.
It was. Yeah, yeah, but we were supposed to get 50, they gave us 32, and then after tax it was like 27, but yeah, it was great. And so I did
but
that.
You have enough to pay for our meal tonight, right?
It's all gone on cocaine and gambling.
Go.
I mean,
it real, baby.
That money went to a very fun year and a half, I'd say. That's what happened to that. But did that. I did a show called The Challenge. It was a 26th season. It was filmed in Panama. That was a fun time. And lived in LA for a little bit. Didn't like it. Too many Harvey Weinsteins trying to, knock on my door while I'm in the bathroom. With a pipe bomb. Let's just say there was no GoFundMe for this.
Pipe than bomb.
You'd have preferred in the jiggle handle, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would have preferred that a lot, yeah.
But now little nugget of knowledge.
Said he kicked down the drain pipe.
Right?
I don't know. No good comparison there, but yeah, so moved back from L.A., started a bunch of mics and shows here. Been back for, about 2 years. And, so now I got an album coming out.
You're a fixture on the local stand-up scene, right?
I like to think so, yeah. In the best way possible.
And you've hosted open mics at various rooms.
All over the place.
You were in a movie recently.
Oh, yeah, with you.
That's right. I forgot that I was in that movie.
I wonder why you bought that.
How did that happen? I worked myself into the movie.
I did audio for it, too.
Right.
I did a lot of jobs on that movie.
Wow. You did.
Out of the kindness of my heart.
We shot scenes in your apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
We shot scenes in your apartment.
We did. The first scenes ever were in my apartment.
Were you the guy holding the boom mic?
I was.
That we could see in the movie?
Yes. That was me in some of it.
Oh, nice.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming here being part of the show. But I have to ask you a question here.
Oh, no.
Expose me. I need you
to think way back in your mind of recesses and think about this.
Yeah, come on. He did not sexually harass.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Is that what you were going to ask?
No. Yeah, of course.
This
what
thing
the hell?
Is like a Chris.
This is some gotcha journalism.
No,
listen,
that girl said
she was 17, okay?
Questions.
I don't care what you tell me.
Did your time.
She couldn't speak English. I thought she.
Let me ask you this, John Jacob.
Yes.
Did your time on the show meet or exceed or fall short of your expectations
from being on the Spike and the Mike show?
This show.
I'd say it exceeded my expectations only because I actually enjoy the in the middle of the room scenery.
Yeah.
This isn't just our mic. This is everybody's mic at this point.
Yeah.
We have 100 guests on the show right now, I'd say.
Shoppers.
Yeah. We have a full audience here, whether they know it or not.
So what I got out of it is this appearance on the SOTM, the Spike on the Mic show, exceeded your most expectations.
Over the last 3 days, the podcasts I've done, this is top three.
He's only done two.
That's saying something.
Whoa, semantics. I don't know.
Yeah, numbers. Yeah. Facts. Yeah, really.
Come on, Spike. I don't know what kind of riff-raff illegal whatever that was.
That's okay.
Just take the gift and walk away.
Yeah, take the gift and... Don't.
As you journey on into your career, you're going to always remember this.
I don't think I can forget this.
All right.
I'm going to have some ECT treatments after this shock in the side of my head.
We are going to extend another olive branch for you to come back and be on the show sometime.
Oh, I'd love to.
There we go. All right, listen, but
as long as you have pitchers of beer.
Which we're falling short because our server only stopped it.
And you told me not to bring one. So.
Right, but normally our people bring it. So before we go, what we do, we have to ask our have to go around the crew and ask what stuck with you tonight. So we have to start out with you, PW. What stuck? Not PW. Clark, what stuck with you tonight? Gas Man, what stuck with you tonight?
Julian, the handle on the bathroom door. Always not.
All right, Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
I'm going to check out John's album.
All right, PWs, what stuck with you tonight?
I enjoyed his album.
All right, and our special guest, John Jacobs, what stuck with you tonight on the Spike on the Mic show?
I'd probably say that guy who called and just played the radio. That was pretty funny.
That was fabulous.
That was fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show. We are here at Pin Chasers. We're live. We want to thank John Jacobs
and
the rest of the crew, Lake City, the sister, everybody that's participated, and we'll see you next time. We out.
I love you.
One.